So if you're still listening, here is a bonus few minutes with Evelyn to give you some scary stats, but things that we think that you should know. So brace yourself. Okay, Evelyn, what have you got for us?
So, according to the Department of Agriculture, the number of land animals slaughtered in the Republic of Ireland as of the end of 2018 is 108 million per year, which works out that the Republic of Ireland slaughter 300,000 animals per day. So the vast majority of them will have never stepped foot outside until they're put in a truck on their way to the slaughterhouse. So the idea of animals roaming in a field is a very privileged few. There is footage from January 2020 of a farm in Antrim showing the conditions that pigs are held in. So it's over 9,000 pigs are slaughtered per day in the Republic. And the conditions that they are held in, you can see it on film. If you go to Meet the Victims, Meet the Victims is a group that you can find on Instagram. And 50 of them broke into a farm in a peaceful protest that wanted to obtain footage simply of the conditions. And I was part of the protest, but not inside the farm, but speaking with the activists after, something that they saw very frequently in these pens where 1,000 pigs are held together.
1,000 pigs.
1,000 pigs held in each shelter in very close conditions, most very young. And in the lead up to slaughter, they tend to not be fed. Apparently that makes a better quality carcass to be turned into meat. So some had very large open wounds, which, by the way, do not believe me, you can watch the footage. Open wounds that were being picked at and bitten and eaten by the other pigs in the sheds, which you can see photos of, and you'd hope to someone that it's just a few of them, but sadly that was the case for so many pigs in that shed. Because the fact is, when animals are slaughtered at the rate of 300,000 per day in our relatively small country, they are not going to be treated with respect. They are not going to be treated in any kind of humane conditions. That is not going to be a priority. They're treated as an object that is to make money. And it's horrifying.
Okay, so, you know, that's something to think about before you go to bed.
Sorry.
No, it's like, it's scary. And because I know that France just recently banned shredding the male chicks. Yeah.
So something people don't take into consideration when they buy eggs. One thing they really don't take into consideration is what free range means. And for that, I just say look up your country's standards for free range, because very often it means that that chicken has the space the size of an A4 piece of paper, and that's where they spend their whole life. But also, in order to produce eggs, you need female hens. And that means you need to produce a lot of chickens and dispose of the males, because they're worthless to you. So very often, the male chicks are taken straight away and put in live into a shredder or live into a gas chamber to be killed straight away, because they don't serve the purpose of producing eggs.
Okay, I'm just like so sad. And like, are there people? Are they machines? So it's obviously a shredding machine, but like, there's people putting them in the machines, right?
Yeah, there's people doing it as quickly as possible. Like, this is your job, and like with any other job, you need to get paid, you need to have a livelihood, and you're trying to get through your day as efficiently as possible. Very sadly, in these industries, we do see quite a high depression rate and suicide rate. Unfortunately, that seems to come with the territory. But yes, there are people who are identifying the male chicks as quickly as possible and shredding them as quickly as possible to get the job done.
And another horrible question, but for like cows, how are they slaughtered normally?
There is footage of cows being slaughtered, and there are various conditions under which they'd be slaughtered. Often for the sake of the safety of the human carrying it out, they are stunned in advance so that the human is less likely to get injured in the process. But sadly, often they are alive when they are strung up upside down and have their throat slit.
Okay, that's all from us, guys. Do your research, and hopefully that's some food for thought.